This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger, that's all.
Hoshech Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah says, Miyameyen shel kehanim lo nimnu melahazik la shemen shenifsel betvul yoyim v'ner shenifme betmei mest. Now find it in the Mishnah, or say it inside the Mishnah. Hoshech Rabbi Akiva. Show it to your neighbor, brothers, in the Mishnah at the same time. I'll say it inside. You pay attention. Find it in the Mishnah. Hoshev Rabbi Akiva. He added, Yoma, Miyameyem shel kehanim lo nimnu, he didn't refrain, melahadik as Hashemen, shenifso betvul yoyim, v'neo shenif betmei mest. It means this. A tvul yoyim, anybody who is tabled from his tumah, he's not tummy anymore, but he's not toya either. Because it says, uvo Hashemish v'toya. He has to wait till night time to become fully toya. What's his status after the tefillah, down to nighttime? Status is tvul yoyim. Now tvul yoyim, in general, we'll call it a sheni. It's not really a sheni. We'll soon see about that. We call it a sheni. That's his status. Now, tvul yoyim, if he touches tume, he can make it possible. He can't make it tame, but he can make it possible. I'll explain that. If you would say the tumah is tame, it would mean it can go make something else tame. No. A tvul yoyim can make the tumah possible. The truth is not only tumah, even kedish. If a tvul yoyim touches kedish, he can't make it tame, only makes it possible. A tvul yoyim is a lesser kind of a sheni, but it's a sheni, we'll call it. I need a little explanation, but for the time being, we'll call it tvul yoyim sheni. Now, the shemen became possible because the tvul yoyim touched it. Now, what's the status of the shemen? The shemen is no more than a shlishi, it's a most. If the tvul yoyim touches shemen, it's a shlishi. Now, what kind of shemen are you talking about? This shemen is not shemen of menoches, shemen of kedesh. No, Rashi explains, shemen of kedesh becomes tamei, you can't burn it in your lamp. You have to burn it on the base hadeshen, where you burn all the kochim tmeyen. But shemen of tumah that becomes tamei, the Torah gives the kahanim the right to use it for fuel or for illumination. So this shemen is being burned in a neya, shemen tamei, it must say shemen shel tumah. Again, it's not shemen shel kedesh, but shemen shel kedesh you can't burn in your lamp. You have to burn it with kodshim psulit in a base hadeshim. You can't use it while you're burning it. But shemen shel tumah you can use for fuel. Now, we have shemen shel tumah that a tvul yoyim touched, so he made that shemen shel tumah puzzle. Now here we have a lamp, and the lamp became tamei from its main mess. A tamei mess is an ov. When the ov touched the lamp, he made it a vision. Now, when you take that shemen that's a shlishi and put it into a lamp that's a vision, the vision makes the shlishi into a sheni. That's what the Rabbi Kiva is testifying. Or all the adding tumah to his previous status from a shlishi making it a sheni, we don't care. Since it has to be burned up anyhow, we don't care. So once more. Inside the Mishnah. Hoshev Rabbi Akiva. No, no. Miyameyem shel kehanim lo nimnu. They didn't refrain. Melahadlik as Hashemen. Shemen of Tome. Shem nifsel bitvul yoyim. Came posel. Doesn't say Tome, it's only posel. Let's want to see more about that. But what is a Shemen? No more than a shlishi at most. But the tvul yoyim is no more than a sheni. So the Shemen that it touched is only a shlishi at most. And you can put it into a nail that became Tome from a Tome mess. The Tmei Mes is an Avatume, and therefore the nail that he touched is a Rishon. And you put the Shemen, that's a Shlishi, into a nail that's a Rishon, you're making a Shemen a Sheni. So you're Mesiv Tume al Tumasiv. That's why we keep it stated. But first, you have the Mishnah inside and understand it. Five lines up from the bottom. Mirdi, Fragma, let us see. Shemen Shenif so beautiful, yeah. Shemen Shal Tume, that became possible. But the tvul yoyim touched it. My heart, what does it become? A shlishi. A tvul yoyim is not more than a sheni, So the shemesh shall truma that he touches, it's not more than the shlishi. Chimadlik lei b'neir shenitma b'tmeimetz. If he's burning it in a lamp that was touched by a tmeimetz, what's a tmeimetz? An av. And the neir that he touched is a vishna. So you put shemesh shal sheni in the neir that's a vishna. My havi, what happens? Sheni. You make the shlishi into a sheni. That's what the Tanakhama said too. So my kamashvelor, what's the kibbutz telling us? Shlishi mutalas is a sheni. I'm not happy. The same thing the Tanakhama said. Say that. The bottom tesis. My kamashvelor, shlishi mutalas is sheni. I'm not the same thing the Tanakhama. They said the cash is not according to everybody. The man doma ain't echom etame echom idir. I said that's the last terrace lepor. That's no kasha. Since only midrabbanan, he said before, you can add two midrabbanan. It's no kasha. The day, Haysi, Rabbi Kiva adds, mutalasis avsheni deraisin. But according to those who said above, that in Kodesh, Eichot mutame Eichot, so we already learned above, you can make from a shlish into a sheni midraisin, what's Rabbi Kiva adding? The kasha, however, would not be a kasha, according to Avinu Mishmeidarov, it says that Eichom et Hamei Chol Midrabbanan. So he's only telling us above, you can make a shlishi into a sheni Midrabbanan. And now Rabbi Kiva said, you can make a shlishi into a sheni Midraisa. So according to him, would not be a kasha. Say that. Two lines up from the bottom anymore. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Hocho here, Beneir Shal Matiches Askinen. We're dealing with a metal lamp. A metal lamp is different. The Rahman, the Torah says, the halal cheret, slain by the sword. When I mention slain by the sword, talk about a mess. Too much mess. To tell us, cheret, ha'ayu kecholo. If metal touches anything that comes from a mess, the metal, any tumas mess, means an avatuma, the metal becomes an avatuma. I have to just mention a side remark. Metal doesn't become an aviava, it's like the mess itself. But the metal touches, let's say an avatume, handles a metal keli, it makes it also an avatume. It's a chiddush. Always, when somebody is tummy, something is tummy, touch something else, it goes down 1 degree, an av touches something else, becomes a lesion. But if an av touches, avatume of mess, no other tumor, avatume of mess touches metal, metal also becomes an avatumah. So the metal lamp, since it was touched by a tomei mes, by an avatumah, also is an avatumah. So now you're taking shemen that's a shlishi, shemen shatubit, and putting it into a metal lamp, which is an avatumah. So you're making the shlishi a rishon. Because so a shlishi, mutala says a rishon. Say that. For my duchke. The Mishnah we learned, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Pshat, that Rabbi Hanina's Gana Kehanim testified that they used to burn Bosar, Kodesh, that was Tomei, by a Vlad, so it became a Shlishi. They used to burn it together with something that was a Rishon, and the Rishon made it a Sheni. Although Yomosif Tume on his Tume, because the Sheni is a bigger form of Tume than a Shlishi, but still, since it has to be burned anyhow because it's Tume, so you can make a Shlishi into a Sheni too. That's what Rabbi Hanina's Gana can. And Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Shemen of Tume, that became Pusel, because it was touched by a Sheni. So therefore, it's in a certain sense equivalent to a Shlishi. They burned it in a Neah, because Tume Tmei, I have a right to burn for illumination purposes, or for fuel. So they burn that Tumet Meyon, that's possible from a tall yom. Tall yom is like a sheni, and therefore the shema becomes like a shlishi. And you can burn it now in a neya. And what kind of a neya? So Rabbi Yehuda says, a neya of metal that became tame from a tame mess. So the metal also became a tame mess, because he holds metal kelim, when it's touched by a tame mess, don't descend 1 degree and 2 meles. They acquire exactly the same madrega. Therefore, if a tame mess was an avatume, touched a metal lamp, the metal lamp became an avatume. Now, you put the shema, which is a shlishi, in a metal lamp, the lamp makes it a vision. So not only what Rabbi Hanina ben Azgan HaKelem said, you can take a shlishi and make it into a sheni, Rabbi Akiva's testimony is you can take a shlishi and make it into a vision. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's talking about a neya that became tomei, from a tomei mess, and it's a metal neya, I'm repeating. Therefore, it acquires the same tumen as the one that touched it. It's an avatume also. Since it's an avatume, and you put the shemen of tumen into it, so you're making it a rishon. So from a shlish, you're making a rishon. It's even bigger chiddush. And Rabbi Hanina is going to care now. Now talk it over to your neighbors and you start. Yud Daled Amud Beis, 3 shuris down from the top. Oh, my dutke. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was forced to say such a pshat because Rabbi Hanina's Gana Akeanim had already told us the Chiddush that you can take a shlish and make it a sheni. So what's Rabbi Akiva coming to say? So you must say Rabbi Akiva comes to say you can take a shlish and make it a rishon. How is that? You must say the lamp is a metal lamp, and since you avatumet Tumas mess, avatume touches, the lamp is also avatume. If the lamp makes the oil, a rishon. That's a bigger chiddush. That's hoisiv Rabbi Akiva adds. Not only like Hanina ben Azgan HaKelem says, you can take a shlish and make it a sheni, you can take a shlish and make it a rishon. Vayi de gemore, umay doch kede Rabbi Yehuda lukmei b'nei shel matras. What forces Rabbi Yehuda to explain it's a metal lamp? But he wants to tell us Rabbi Akiva is adding a chiddush more. Nuk me b'ne'er shel cheres. He can even say it's a clay lamp. And the clay lamp cannot become an avatuna. A clay lamp can never become an avatuna. No kelim of clay becomes an avatuna. Most of it becomes a rishon. And still, when you put the shemen, that's a shlishi, into the nail, that's a reason you make it a shema and a sheni. And what's that more than Rabbi Hanina is going to carry him? Said, it's a lot more. It's a big chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Well, my, what did Rabbi Akiva adding? If Rabbi Hanina already said a shlishi can be made into a sheni, was Rabbi Akiva adding that a shlishi can be made into a sheni? The same thing. No, he's adding something big. These are awesome because they're tame ve tame. The shaman, the boss of Kadesh was actually a real shlishi. The boss of Kadesh was a real shlishi. Therefore, a real shlishi, you can make it into a sheni. All right. It's a smaller Kadesh. Now, come along, Rabbi Akiva, and he says something is not a real shlishi. It's only possible. Shema shel tumah, touched by a tool yom, is not a real shlishi. It's only possible. You will talk about here, possible. And you touching it with something that's tummy and making it a sheni. You're taking something posel, making it to a sheni or a tummy. That's worse. Again, when something is tummy and it's a shlishi, and you make a tummy a sheni, that's a smaller chiddush. But something is not tummy, it's only posel. I was going to explain that. Shemen shel tummy, that touched something, that's a rishon. That's a sheni, became only posel. The first time it was posel. Now you're taking it and making in contact with a rishon. So you're making it a real sheni. Before, the shemesh or tume had become possible. Why? Because it had touched a tool yoim. A tool yoim. I should have said that. The shemesh or tume had become possible from a tool yoim. Now a tool yoim is not mit tame, only is pesel tume. So since only pesel tume, it's not really tame, the tume is pesel. We'll soon see the difference. But again, a tvul yom that touches tume only makes it pesel, not tame. Now you're taking this shemen and putting in the kli cheres, and the eshel cheres, which is a rishon. And you're making it really tame, but tume sheni. But tume sheni on something before is only pesel, it's a bigger chiddush than the Tanakhama, who said that something is tome tume shlishi, and you make it tume sheni. Fuck that around. So the Gemara's question is, Rabbi Akiva is adding a chiddush, even if it says a ne'er shel cheres, and the ne'er is only a rishon. Still it's a chiddush, because the shaman of was posel from Atul Yom was not really tome. And now that it's touching a rishon, it becomes a sheni, which is a real tome. Whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Asgan HaKen only told us that something that's tome tume shlishi, you can make it tome tume sheni. It's a smaller chiddush. Now, keep your finger on the line. Look in Tesis. Tesis. But here it's only possible. And you're going to make it now tome by touching it to a rishon. It means the shaman had touched the tvul yom originally. So it became possible. This is a shlishi. Not a real shlishi, we'll soon see. It's called possible and it's a shlishi. And now you're putting it together with a ne'er. That's a rishon, you're making it a real sheni. So you're taking a posel, making it a sheni. We never tell me before, it's only a posel. Now you're making it a sheni. In fact, taste this. Why shouldn't you say, if a tvul yom touches tume, it becomes a real shlishi? After all, the tvul yom is always like a sheni. Any kind of a tume, there was tevo, only needs harev shemesh, the sun should go down before it comes really toya. In the interim, he's a sheni. So it's a sheni, he touched tum and made it a shlishi. Quotations. Ah, falgav the shlishi, shal tum and metame a kedish. Mu shlishi the kedish? They say, what's wrong with shlishi of kedish tum? Shlishi of tum is also has the power of transmitting tum further. If you would say posel, means posel, it's only posel, can't transmit it further. But the shlishi of tum could be metame kedish. I have to explain to you. In Chulin, there's only a Rishon and a Sheni. Can't go any further. In Trume, it's only a Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi. But in Kedish, you can have a Revi too. Now, Tesa bringing a proof that the Shlishi of Trume, if it touches Kedish, can make it a Revi. So we see that if a Tvul Yom touches Shemesh or Trume, makes it a Shlishi, it's still a powerful enough Trume to make a Revi. So we see it's a full Trume. When a tvul yom touches tume, shlishi is also a real tume. So what's the inferiority of posel to tume? Just like a tume, you can make a shlishi, you can make a tume sheni. So tvul yom it touches tume, made it a shlishi. Now you want to touch that shlishi to a rishon, making it a sheni. It's the same thing. Because tumah and posel are the same thing, and the proof is that shlishi shel tumah, which is posel, can make a revi bar kedush. So you say shlishi is a real tumah inside again out. Ah, for God, the shlishi shel tumah is metame kedush. Tumah shlishi de kedush. Shlishi shel tumah like shlishi shel kedush. The name of the tahara is shlishi shel bechulon shlishi from all things, whatever it is. So we see it makes posel echle kedish. But tume koi, goes on tume. So we see tume, if it's a shlishi, can be metame kedish. So therefore, what's the big kedish? If a shlishi shal tume can become a sheni, what's Rabbi Akiva adding? So you must say that it's talking about Neyosho Matas. And you make it for shlishi, making it a rishon. That's something else. But the way you want to say that you don't need a ne'er shel matz, only a ne'er shel cheres, and it's a rishon. So a rishon, if it touches a tvul yom, it touches a shlishi, so it makes it a sheni. So there's no chiddush. And all they want to say the chiddush is this, that the tumah is only puzzle. And it's a chiddush, a puzzle can make tumah. Puzzle is also a real tumah. But a raya, the shlisha shal tumah can be tumah revi'i ba chiddush. So we see that puzzle, the shemesh shal tumah, it's a shlisha, it's puzzle, is a real tumah. So what's a chiddush that you can make of a sheni? He says, Mikom Bokim still, Aymeri, the Maga, Tul Yoim, Lochoshiv Kishlish, the Tul Yoim touch a Shema Shaltuma, it's not a Shlish. When we say a Shlish Shaltuma can make a Viva Kedish, if a real Shaini touched Tuma, made a Shlish, that Tuma can make a Viva Kedish. But a Tul Yoim touches Tuma, it can't make a Shlish to be Mitame Kedish. It's called shlishi, that's puzzle. I mean, it stops there, it doesn't go any further. But the tvul yom is a weaker kind of a sheni. And when he touches tumah, it makes it a shlishi, but a weak kind of shlishi, which is called puzzle and not tame, because it can't go further to make it a vi. This brings a proof. The feel of a kedish gufe loma tame. It means a tvul yom will touch kedish. Not only tumah. So it makes the kedish puzzle. Makes it a shlishi. Now can Kedish, this Kedish, make another Kedish a V? No. I can explain something about this Tesis. Tesis thought that the thing was talking like this. Since by Chulim only have Rishon Hasheni, and by Truma you have Rishon Hasheni Shlishi no more, so if a Tvul Yom touches Shemesh Shel Truma, makes it a shlishi. Now, this shlishi, if it touched other tumah, couldn't make it tumah. But by tumah, it doesn't go beyond that. So I would say, the fact that a tvul yom makes a shlishi, is that real tumah? That's what Tesis thinks. Because by tumah, a shlishi cannot make it a vi. So if a tvul yom touches tumah, makes it a shlishi. But if it touched other tumah, it can't make it a vi. That's why it's a weaker kind of tumah. This is not a weaker kind of tumah, affect this. Because this shlishi shel tumah, if it touched kedish, could make it a vi by kedish. If it's real shlishi. So we see a real shlishi of tumah couldn't make it a vi by kedish. So what's so weak about a shlishi? So it says, yes, an ordinary shlishi that didn't come from a tvul yom, it came from a real sheni. An ordinary shlishi can make a vi. But the shlishi that came from a tvul yom is weaker, and that shlishi cannot make it a vi at all. It's only puzzle, can't go any further. So therefore, question is, why do you have to say, talking, ne'el shel matres, in order to give Rabbi Kiva something to add, though when he's got again, even ne'el shel cheres is adding. Ne'el shel cheres was a rishon, and it touched shemen, that had been made a shlishi by a tvul yom, it's only possible that shem, not really tame. And that shem would touch a kedish, you couldn't make it a vi. Now that the neya, which is a rishon, touched it, that shem and shaltum makes it a sheni, it's a real sheni. And now it can be made tame kedish, that's a big kedish. So why does Rabbi Hanina, does Rabbi Yudah have to say, it's talking about neya shal cheres, even neya shal matres, even neya shal cheres is also a kedish. Ne'er shel cheres is only a rishon. I'm repeating. But that rishon, when it touches a shlishi shel tumah, that became a shlishi by means of a tvul yom, and now it made it a real sheni, is metame tumah a degree more than it was before. Because before, it was a shlishi, it was only a psul yom, tvul yom shlishi. It's only a puzzle. And the shlishi that's only a puzzle cannot be metame anything, even kedish. But now that you're making it a sheni, that's a chiddush, because a sheni can be mitame anything, even kiddush or tumah. Say that. So we say again the Gemara, three lines down from the top. Once more. Three lines down from the top. Frag the Gemara, oh my duchke de Rav Yudah. What forces Rav Yudah to explain Rabbi Akiva's words? He's talking about a ne'el shel matzah, a metal lamp, which becomes an avat tumah, and therefore, when it touches the shemen, it makes it a rishon. Means from a shlishi makes it a rishon. You can even explain a Ne'er Shel Cheres, which can only be a Rishon. And when they touch it, the Shemin makes it a Sheni. And the question is, was Rabbi Akiva adding? Rabbi Hanina has gone again and said the same thing, that a Shlishi can make a Sheni. Or my Hayes, what did he add? He lost him because there, in the case of Achanina's Ganakan, was previously Tomei. The Shlishi was really Tomei. And now, you can make it a Sheni, all right? It's a Chiddush, not just a big Chiddush. From Tomei, you can make more Tomei. But here, we never Tomei, the Shema Shel Tumei, that a Tzul Yom Tosh was only puzzle. Now you're making it Tomei. I'll explain that. If a Shema Shel Tumei, touched by a Tzul Yom, becomes a Shlishi, but it's only a puzzle. And you put it in a Ne'er, it's a Rishon, to make it a Sheni. The truth is, even if the Ne'er had been a Sheni, there's no such thing. Let's say the Ne'er had been a Sheni, it's also a Chiddush. But that Ne'er, that Sheni, couldn't be it. That Sheni that touches the Shema makes a Shlishi now, not puzzle Shlishi, a real Shlishi, also with a Chiddush. Because before that Shema was not really a Shlishi, only a puzzle. And now if you make it a real Shlishi, it becomes a real Shlishi. Can be metamic Kiddush, make it a Vi. But Rabbi Akiva says, even a bigger Kiddush. You can take that Ne'er of that Tessarishan and touch it to Shemen, which is possible about Tzvul Yom, and the Shemen is a Shlishi, just possible. And now you make him a Rishon, they make him a Sheni. That Ne'er, which is a Rishon, touches the Shemen, makes it a real Sheni. It's a bigger Kiddush, a double Kiddush. Again, Rabbi Akiva can say a smaller Kiddush too. But the way we're learning a Mishnah, Pashtus even is big enough Chiddush. He takes the Shemen that it's all Yom touch. What's that Shemen? A Shlish, it's only puzzle. And now, you're touching it to a Ne'er Shel Cheres with a Rishon and making it a Sheni, a real Sheni. Actually, if you would make it a real Shlish, also be a Chiddush. You can take something which is puzzle, make it a real Shlish. But now you make it even a Sheni. So it's enough Chiddush. So why do you have to bother saying a Ne'er Shel Matris? It's enough Chiddush without that. Talk about it once more. Omarove Masnissen Kishay said the Mishnah was difficult to Rav Yehuda. He had no alternative. He had to say it's talking on Ne'er Shel Matris. What forces the Mishnah to say the Tonic? Ne'er. Shenitnu b'tmei mes. If you talk about a Ne'er, that's a Rishon, why do you have to touch a Tmei mes? Nisni shenit mubi sheres? Sheres is avatuma. A dead sheres touch the name, also makes a Rishon. Why does the Mishnah specify, stipulate with a Ne'er or Tomei by a Tmei mes? What is there a difference by a Ne'er Shel Cheres if it's touched by a Tmei mes or a dead sheres? They're both avatuma and both make a Rishon. So you must say it's a Ne'er Shel Matris. Well, there's a big difference what touches it. What kind of thing is a shechaluke to mos? There's a difference in tumas mes and tumas sheres. However, it's a matris. So you might say it's a metal nail. A metal nail was touched by a sheret, still be only a rishon. Sheret's out, the nail's a rishon. But a metal nail touched by its main mes has the same tumas as its main mes, it comes out. So now we keep it telling us three chidushim, really. Big jump. First is saying, Shemen. It was touched by a Tzvul Yom, which is not actually Tomei. It's only puzzle. You can make it Tomei by putting this name. Not only make it Tomei, you make it even a Sheni. And even a Rishon you can make it. Three Chidushim. You can take Shemen, that's puzzle by a Tzvul Yom, which is only the Madrega of a Shlishi, but a weak Shlishi. But you can't make it a Vi by Kedish. You can take this Shemen and put it into a Ne'er, which is an Avatumi, and the Ne'er makes it a Rishon. So look at all the Chidushim. Why need all Chidushim? That's how Rabbi Akiva tells us. That's what he used to do. He's testifying that these Chidushim they did. So a Shemen that's only a Shlishi, you can make it not only a Shlishi D'Araisa, you can make a Shlishi, a real Shlishi, make even a Sheni, and even a Rishon. So again, Shemen is only a Shlishi, a Shemen Atumen, which is only a puzzle, not even a real Shlishi, it's only a puzzle. You can't make it a Vi. You can make it a real Shlishi too. And make it a real Sheni, make it a real Rishon. All the Chiddush, say that inside. So what's the conclusion now of Rabbi Yehuda? That Rabbi Akiva is coming along and adding a big Chiddush, that a Shlishi, that's only puzzle, because it's touched by a Tzvul Yom, and it cannot pasul kedush. It's only pasul. You can make it a shlishi de'araisa that could pasul, a real shlishi, not a pasul, that could pasul to me, and you can make it even a sheni and even a rishon. All these shlishim we keep it told. You can take a shlishi which is only pasul, not really a shlishi, and you can make it into a real shlishi, and you can make it the real sheni and the real rishon. All these three conditions we keep it telling us. Omar Rabbi Shmami, now we hear from this, because Sova Rabbi Kiv, he holds to Mashmashkin and Tamacher and Daraisa. That when I tell it, one liquid can make another liquid Tamach. Now this Shemen is a liquid. Because the Isalka Daraisa, if you'll say a liquid can make another liquid Tamach, only Midaraba, not Midaraisa, let's see. Hi Neir, my Komahandil Hashem. What did the Neir accomplish with Hashem? Well, let's say the Neir is Abatume, and it takes that Hashem and makes it a Rishon. What did it accomplish though? Ilipsuli Gubi, to make the Hashem itself possible, it's possible already. Or possible because it's possible already. Because it was touched by Atul Yoim. You can't use that Hashem and Shatume now. And to say that I'll transmit Tume to something else, Midaraisa doesn't transmit to me. So what's the chiddush that we keep it telling us? You can take shema that's possible by means of a tool yin, and you can put it into a neir, that's an avatum, and make it a rishon. What does it accomplish? If it could go further, a rishon make a sheni, sheni shlishi. But mashkin can't go any further. Mashkin can't touch anything else and make it tummy. Tumas mashkin tummy acher, if it says the rabbana, it's not midaraisa. So midaraisa, that's as far as the tumah can go. Can't go any further. Any kind of tumah, rishon, sheni, whatever it is, on a mashkin, can't go any further. So who cares to take a mashkin that's a shlishi and a psul, only possible from tzvul yoyim, and make it a rishon? You didn't accomplish anything. You can't go any further. Again, the mashkin could go further. So making it from a shlishi, it's really making a rishon, a sheni, it can make itself a sheni of a shlishi itself. But if it's mashkin, can't it be metame other things midaraisa? Mashkin have no tumah with the rice of other things, just for itself. So once it's possible, it's full game, that's the worst you can do with it. So who cares you make it a sheni or a rishon? Say that. Transfer the words right. To miss mashkin a tami aher, to be tami anything. Mashkin to be tami anything. That's what he's talking about. Say that. From what do you prove? That is the rice. Maybe mashkin, the oil can metame others only midrabanan. And still there's a big chiddush that Rabbi Kiva tells us. Because if telling is midrabanan, before it was only shema that was possible to full yom. Couldn't go any further. And now you're making it a rishon by putting in an air shell tmeimes. And now this rishon can make a sheni midrabanan. That's a big thing. Rabbanan is also something. It's also a chiddush. Who said all chiddush only the raisa? It's something in time, it's something with the Rabbanan that couldn't do before. It's also a chiddush. So again, you're taking shemen, it can possible by means of a tzvul yoyim. It can't be mitame anything. Tzvul yoyim can't be mitame anything. Shemen, possible by tzvul yoyim can't be mitame anything. And now you're putting it in a neir shel matchis, which is an avatumah, and making it a rishon. Now it's a rishon. With the Rabbanan, the Rishon can be metame other things, even Shemen, even the Mashke. With the Rabbanan, it's also something. That's a chiddush. Say that. And so the Gemara, you cannot say that. Even the Rabbanan, if they're talking about Tume the Rabbanan, then Ma'ir Yerba Tume, what forced you to say that the Ne'er was Tome by means of Avatume, and the Neir is Avatume itself, is making a Shema and a Rishon. Which means you need a Neir which is an Avatume to make a Shema and a Rishon. That's Minatera, you need that. But Midarabona, to make Shema and a Rishon, don't need an Avatume. Afilo Berishon Sheni Nami, even if Shema touches a Rishon, or touches Shema touches a Sheni, Tchilavi, it becomes a Rishon. That's a special takon is hachomim. Mashkin, liquids, like shemen, if it touches a rishon or a sheni, it becomes a rishon itself. So what do you need that then shemen is put into and they are shel matzis, which is avatume. To make a derishon, if you're talking in terms of the rabbanon, anything that touches mashke makes a derishon. That now we learn it called apesel es atume. Anything that can passel tume, even a sheni or a tul yoyim, me tame mashke li estrile. So a sheni shel tume. A sheni v'tume can make mashkin a reason if he touches it. Chutz mitvul yom. A tvul yom is a weaker kind of a sheni. A tvul yom, if he touches mashkin, can make it a reason. It's a weaker kind of a sheni. But any other kind of a sheni, if it touches mashkin, makes it a reason. So therefore, what do you need a neo shel matzis, which is an avatume? Therefore, that makes it a shem and a reason. No, if you had a neo that's a reason, or the nair that's a sheni, if it could be possible, it will soon say there's such a case. And there is a nair that's a sheni. And you put the shem into it, and make the mashke the shem and the rishon. So since he requires that the nair should be avatume, so he's talking in terms of the arise and not terms of the rabbana. The shmami of the arise is talk about the arise. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.